Check out my new book, Coping Courageously, a heart-centered guide for navigating a loved one's illness without losing yourself. It's appropriate for you as a clinician, for your patients, and for anyone you know who has a seriously ill loved one or an aging parent. Check it out and tell a friend. Welcome to the Integrative Palliative Podcast. I'm Dr. Delia Caramonti. This podcast is for physicians who take care of patients with serious illnesses like cancer, dementia, advanced renal, cardiac, or neurologic disease. We are all about patient and family well-being, but also medical team and physician well-being. You'll learn things to help you heal your patients and yourself, and I am really glad you're here. Let's get started. Welcome to the Integrative Palliative Podcast, where we teach you to expertly care for people with serious illness. I'm Dr. Delia Caramonti. Today, we are going to talk about what I think is one of the most important questions that you can ask your patient. This question works no matter your specialty, no matter what kinds of patients you take care of, and it really supercharges the connection between you and your patient. And here's the question. It's called the patient dignity question, the PDQ, and this is what it is. What do I need to know about you as a person to take the best care of you possible? Now, what a great question, right? Why is this such a great question? This is such a great question because it does a couple things. It shows the patient how much we care about them as a human being, which automatically improves the doctor-patient relationship, automatically. Just by asking the question, it improves it. And it gives us potentially some knowledge that can help us be a better doctor for that patient. Now, I was talking about this question with another physician today, and something came up that I thought was really interesting. The physician was concerned about asking the question because they thought, what if that's going to generate a whole long conversation and I don't have time for that? And, you know, our visits have to be so short. And I'm afraid to like open Pandora's box of what might come out. So one thing that we discussed as an option was, here's one change that you might make to that question, which is, in one sentence, answer this for me. In one sentence, tell me, what do I need to know about you as a person to take the best care of you possible? So if you're afraid to ask it because you think that it's going to take too much time, just ask the patient to answer in a sentence or two. That's all. So I really recommend that you play around with this question and try it out in your practice, because here are a couple of the benefits that I think come from such a simple thing as asking the PDQ, the patient dignity question. And these include that it makes it about the patient and not about us, the physician. We are so inclined to tell people what we think should happen, what we think is wrong, what we think they should do. It's just sort of the way we're trained. But the truth is, effectively taking care of somebody with a complex or serious illness really is a collaborative task. It's part us and it's part the patient. If we ask this question, it sets the intention that the connection and collaboration and decisions are going to be between us and the patient, not just us. So that's one. It supercharges the therapeutic connection just by asking it, right? Because how many patients get asked that question? So we just make it completely clear to the patient how much we care about them just by asking the question. Another thing that I think is really important about that is that it decreases the sense of threat for the patient. And we know that when patients have an increased sense of threat, their pain is harder to control, their anxiety is harder to control, their depression is harder to control. And part of the threat that patients sometimes feel in the office is they feel sometimes like they have to fight for our attention. We're busy, our visits are short. And they may feel like they have to work really hard to get us to pay attention, to hear them, to believe them, particularly if maybe they have a pain condition. And so when we make it clear that we care about them as a person, it reduces their fear and decreases their sense of threat and actually makes it easier for us to take care of them. And then the other thing, besides making the patient feel better and improving our relationship, is that it really does give us clues for how to help this person. So some patients may be taken a little off guard by the question and they may not know quite how to answer it. That's fine. You can just ask them to think about it. And then next time you see them, maybe they'll have something to share. But they may say things like, I'm a really anxious person. So remember, the question is, what do I need to know about you as a person to take the best care of you possible? What if they say, I'm a really anxious person? Well, boy, it's good to know that upfront for a couple reasons. One, probably the most important one, is we should work with them on their anxiety. We should help them learn about how the amygdala works, about the mind-body connection. We should help them generate a plan to stimulate the relaxation response. Maybe we could help them learn how to meditate or do relaxation breathing or do guided imagery or take Tai Chi or Qigong class or yoga or start a walking program, etc. So if we know up front that they're a really anxious person, we could start that right away rather than waiting until it shows up as something that's impairing our ability to care for the patient. They might say something like, I don't think I'm ever going to get my life back. Well, boy, that's important to know too, right? Because number one, let's screen them for depression. Maybe they're depressed. Number two, why do they feel that way, that they're never going to get their life back? And how is that impairing their ability to heal from whatever it is that we're trying to heal them from? So we might ask, if they say that, gosh, tell me more about that. What are you thinking with that? Tell me what's on your mind. And we may uncover something that was really important and was going to impact the way the patient interacted with us, or whether they followed our recommendations, or how it was to take care of this patient. They might say something like, I want you to treat me with respect. Well, boy, that's important to know too upfront. Of course, we hope that we treat all our patients with respect. But if this is a particular issue for this person, first of all, we should be extra careful to make sure that we are treating this person respectfully. But also, we should ask them, what does that look like for you? Tell me what you mean. Because maybe we think we're being respectful, but the fact that we don't sit down when we come in, or don't shake their hand, or don't call them Mr. feels disrespectful to them. And we may have had no intention of being disrespectful at all. So if that's an important thing for that person, we absolutely should ask, what does that look like? I absolutely want to be respectful of you. Help me understand what that looks like so that I can do what works for you. They might say something like, the question, remember, what do I need to know about you to take the best care of you possible? They might say, I have a strong personality. Okay, tell me what you mean by that. And maybe they'll say something like, well, you know, sometimes I'm a little harsh in the way I say things, but I don't really mean it. And I really do respect you, doctor. And, you know, if I snap sometimes or sound kind of rough, that's just who I am. Well, that would be good to know, because maybe we were going to get our feelings hurt, or maybe that was going to push some button for us and we were going to get a little agitated about that. So also good for us to know about this patient in advance before we have any kind of conflict with them. Maybe the patient will say, after we ask, what do I need to know about you to take the best care of you possible? Maybe they'll say, I don't really trust doctors. Well, that's important to know up front, right? Let's investigate that a little bit. Okay, I hear that. You're not alone in that feeling. Tell me more about that, if you don't mind. Have you had experiences with doctors that were particularly unpleasant? Tell me more about that. Can help us uncover something that we probably would never have known about and might have manifested itself in difficult conversations with this patient, or the patient not following our advice or not showing up for their chemotherapy appointments, et cetera, et cetera. So this question is so great because it makes the patient feel that we care about them as a human being, and it gives us practical intel that we can use when we're taking care of the patient. So your homework this week is to ask at least one patient that question. What do I need to know about you as a person to take the best care of you possible? And ideally, whenever you have a new patient, you would ask them that, and maybe even some of your current patients, and certainly any patient where it was feeling sticky or difficult, but it's much better to do it before it gets to that place. So I would recommend that you just put it into what you ask your new patients, put it into your history. But for this week, try to practice it on at least one patient. And a reminder, the question is, what do I need to know about you as a person to take the best care of you possible? And remember, if you're worried about how long it will take to get an answer, just ask the patient, please answer this in one or two sentences at the most. What do I need to know about you as a person to take the best care of you possible? All right. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad you're here, and I will see you next Thursday. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Integrative Palliative Podcast, brought to you by the Institute for Integrative Palliative Medicine. If you find value in this podcast, please do two things for me. Number one, share with a colleague. This is how we spread the word, and I really need your help. And number two, please do leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. It would really mean the world to me. You can find me at integrativepalliative.com and also on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Come find me, reach out, send me an email, and come check out on the website our upcoming physician training programs. It's been great to have you here, and I'll see you next Thursday.